We are about to meet a man with a powerful addiction to running, and he believes it has saved him from addictions that were far worse. His name is Caleb Daniloff, and he's written a new book called Running Ransom Road about his experiences running marathons. We met up with Caleb at a popular running spot in the nation's capital. He has run some familiar marathons, New York, Washington, Boston. Then there was a time he returned to a city where he spent time growing up, Moscow. Russia, not famous for outdoor running, and their marathon has some quirks.
The water was rationed when we were running.
It's not a good thing for a runner, I would imagine.
No. Well, what happened is that there was also a 10K race, and so they didn't want the 10K runners drinking up the marathon runners' water, so no one got water until after the 10K, until after 6 miles.
As if you marathon runners don't need water the first 10K.
Exactly.
And wasn't there a water station that didn't actually have water?
I got to one water station that they had, and it was like mile 23 or 22. And
you're thirsty.
Very, very. I mean, those last 6 miles, it's unslakeable. In sort of Western marathons, they have your Gatorade and your water,
sure.
And they have energy goo at certain stations. In Moscow, they had this table, and they had all this black bread set up with piles of salt. And this was their sort of their version of energy goo. And so I tried it, and I had way too much salt, and my lips ballooned. And the refreshments they provide is also it was hot tea.
Not exactly what you're looking for.
Right.
We were chatting with Caleb at Haynes Point. It's a grassy spit of land in Washington, right near the Jefferson Memorial.
Go!
Runners come here to prepare for the annual Marine Corps Marathon, which is this weekend. That race goes by this very spot, and it evokes some strong memories in Caleb.
You know, this is about the halfway point, about 13.1 miles, and one of the things that really stands out to me about the Marine Corps Marathon was the number of wounded veterans that were running. Young guys with no arms or one leg, or family members who had the iron-on dress portraits of Marines with the birth and death dates on them. You know, there was just sort of this huge feeling of there was a lot of damage that had been done, and there was a lot of healing that was taking place. So it was a very powerful experience to be sort of surrounded by all these people who are sort of damaged, and it's just very nice to see running as a way to sort of move through that and sort of to try and transform beyond.
Transform beyond. Powerful words that capture what running has done for Caleb. One reason he notices the injuries other runners have is because he has some pretty deep wounds himself. Caleb grew up the son of an American journalist posted to Moscow. From his days in Moscow to college back in Vermont, Caleb struggled to connect with people, and he descended into alcoholism. He says running saved him.
A couple years into my recovery, I sort of evolved into a runner, and it became a major sobriety tool for me. It allowed me to get to know myself again, to do like some serious self-examination, honest self-examination. It injected sort of a spiritual element into my recovery. I used to run on this old dirt road before the sun came up, and the run would always end with the sunrise, so it was very kind of symbolic. And it also was a place where I started trying to make amends, trying to figure out the damage that I'd done and how to reach out to the people that were involved and how to apologize. So a lot of my apologies were drafted in my head, at 6 miles an hour, at 5 a.m. And so running for me became, it imposed a process. You really do need to have a process when you're getting sober, and a system of some kind. I mean, a lot of people do turn to AA. But for me, running gave me all those things and allowed me to sort of move through sobriety.
Tell me more about that. I mean, why does there need to be a process? Why is that so key to overcoming alcoholism?
Overcoming alcoholism is not the same thing as slapping on a nicotine patch. You know, it's not a step-down thing and you're done after a couple months or after a year. It really is sort of a lifelong process. I got into a lot of trouble when I was drinking and drugging, and so I got sentenced to AA quite a bit, and so I was pretty familiar with their 12-step process and a lot of their philosophy, and I drew on bits and pieces of it. Things like, conducting a fearless moral inventory, that's something that you need to do, and that's something that I would do. I would feel that I could do at its most purest point when I was running. just because it, when you're running, you know, you just can't deceive yourself just because it's so hard. So your thought process is a little more, is purer, I think. You also need to, like I was saying, make amends and figure out how to make those amends. You know, and there is sort of a, you know, a spiritual transformation, you know, a sort of, I felt like I really cultivated an impulse toward humility, which was something I didn't have before. You know, it's a softening of who you are and opening yourself up.
Cultivated an impulse toward humility. That's really powerful. And I guess I wonder why was running a space where that, you know, that happened for you?
You know, I feel like you meet yourself again when you run. You break yourself down, and you're basically building yourself back up again. And I think it's the physical process. You know, I just think the purity of thought that happens when you are really exerting yourself, you know, you're just able to sort of tunnel in deeper. It allowed me to consider things that I hadn't considered before. It opens you up somehow. I don't know if it's the endorphins, but it gives you a space to both escape who you are and to burrow deeper into who you are.
You know, Caleb, we're standing here and they're running a 3K, a 5K. We're going to start to see them finishing at the finish line soon. Have you reached the finish line somehow in your journey, or is there still kind of more of a race to run?
On one hand, I would say yes. On another sense, I feel like, you know, you never really recover from anything fully. So you're always sort of in a state of recovery, and, you know, in a way that's the same thing as saying you're always sort of moving forward, trying to move forward. And you know, I think you just you reach a point of peace inside yourself.
Caleb Daniloff, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Good luck with the book.
Thanks a lot.
Caleb Daniloff's book is called Running Ransom Road. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.